cookies. Because we're the only committee that deserves it.
I told them to only bring it to this committee, so.
No, great. I just thought that before we get into our agenda, I'm so used to being on a committee where we have a whole list of action items, and as you'll notice, that we don't have any action items on our agenda today. So I didn't want you to think that meant we wouldn't in the future, but being new and just getting up, but I think what I'm really excited about is this new opportunity to meet as a committee for a couple of hours on the months that we don't meet all together. And I know that all of you have a whole list of, well, are we going to talk about this? Are we going to do this? And I think if today, if we can be patient and try and just go through the presentations that have been prepared, knowing that in October, we're going to have time just ourselves to really talk more about, since we are a new committee, and where we're going and what we're doing. So, and also, I want to just express my great appreciation to Melanie Heath and Carrie Main. They are terrific in their work and their preparation, and we are so lucky to have them. And I want everyone to know that I personally appreciate it very much, all that they do for us. So with that, we are lucky today to have the interim commissioner with us to kind of give us an update on this career and technical education overview. As you know, there's a legislative committee that's looking at this whole question of governance, and so let's not waste any more time and turn the time over to Dave, and because I know you may want to get to the other committees too.
Yep. Thanks, Regent. First of all, thanks to each of you for being willing to serve on this committee. As we really started to look at the committees and maybe how we could really move the agenda forward of the regents, we felt like this was a really important committee that we create to really deal with workforce and advocacy across the state. And obviously the advocacy is important, but just as important as the workforce. And I just think that way too long in the state of Utah, the USHE system as a whole has not been recognized of meeting the workforce demands and needs like it probably should and could. And with that being said, I think there's some things that we can do much better to make sure we're hitting and creating the workforce that's needed in the state of Utah as well. As all of you know, I had the opportunity for a couple of years to be the Commissioner of Technical Education, which I just love technical education and where it's going and what it's doing and how it really benefits a lot of students across the state. Some of you may not know, and I think looking around the table, all the people here do, but several people don't know that we have three institutions in the USHE system that is responsible for the role of the tech colleges within their region of the state, right? And so we heard a little bit about that from President Cockett this morning in our meeting with the regents. But at one point, there was a tech college in Price, Utah. And when the situation became difficult down there with CEU financially and the tech college, those two were merged together with the expectation that CEU then would carry out that same role of what the technical college there was doing, as well as Richfield. And then Salt Lake Community College is another great example where there was a tech college, and at one point those were put together with the expectation that Salt Lake Community College would fulfill that role of a tech college, and is also a Snow College. The thing that I think is we haven't done a good job of in the system is aligning our, we'll call it non-credit type of technical education, because the term technical education gets us tripped up all within itself. And when I went into the commissioner's office a couple of months ago and we really started to dive into this, there's just a lot of different languages out there of defining career and technical education, right? And so the first thing we want to do is to really take a step back and define what career and technical education means and align that with every institution across the state. Rather that right now, that would mean 8 technical colleges as well as our 3 institutions that are providing that same type of certificate program, right? Now, that's not to mean that our institutions, such as Weber State, such as UVU with Jess and others are not doing things in CTE, but they're embedded in the academic curriculum, which is fantastic, right? So it's into the AES degree and then move forward to the associate's degree. So we're really talking about two different types of career and technical education as we pull this task force together and really to put our heads around how we can create that moving forward in the state of Utah. Chair Anderson mentioned one of the things that the commission is looking at right now, and I'll just be totally honest with you, I think one of the things that are on the table is what do you do with 16 institutions across the state of Utah? Again, 8 technical colleges as well as 8 UC institutions. They need to come under one board. I think there's a lot of thought out of where that goes. Regardless of where that goes, and I mean that, regardless of where that goes, I think it's really important that we align technical education across the state of Utah, regardless of what institution it's taught in, whether it's in the tech college system or in the UC college system. So that's really what the intent and purpose of. We met with the 3 presidents that provide that, President Cook, President Cockett, and President Huffman, just last week. And I've asked them for some names of a task force to come together to really dig into career and technical education and see how we do align it across the state of Utah. And they're all very passionate about that. Obviously, one of the things that I think has been complicated over the past with our UC request has been that that aspect of our education has kind of been left out of requests. For an example, the smallest tech college, and Regent Anderson, Chair Anderson will know this because of the time she spent with us on the tech college board when I was there, the smallest tech college is probably going to get around $500,000 or $600,000 a year for new programs and to be able to keep tuition very low. Usually it's 90% appropriation from the state, about 10% off of tuition. In fact, at one point we wanted to make an argument of the state just will pay for that tuition because I think for the whole system it's like $3 million, right? And so it's a very small proportion of the tuition that's actually carrying those programs in the tech college system. So what we're asking now is to be able to have a funding revenue to the state for our 3 institutions, and you saw that yesterday on their funding request, for those 3 institutions that are providing that non-academic types of certificates. And again, we've got to come around.